For over 50 years, they redefined rock. The spirit lives on.
Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson. Rush. Live 50-something tour. Sign up for pre-sale access at Ticketmaster. Legends don't stop. They evolve. Rush.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
To London, to my good colleague Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's in London writing political economics, observing the continent of Europe, especially Germany, and then the melodrama that is the English Parliament. However, we begin with Herr Merz, Friedrich Merz, longtime attorney in Germany, a very well-spoken, very well-prepared leader of CDU-CSU, commanding the majority combined with the Social Democrats in the Bundestag, making him chancellor of all the Germanies. However, Joseph's column examines what he's doing right for the German economy and where the troubles will begin, given that he's dealing with a society that is accustomed to a social welfare net that dwarfs anything we have here in the United States. At the same time, the demands of Europe's up against Russian defenses to spend money on defense matters, reviving the military and infrastructure, all that for one man. Joseph, a very good evening to you. Let's begin with his strengths. Herr Merz sounds a great deal like a reformer in the United States to very, very carefully direct money so that it encourages private investment as well as public investment. Is that appreciated in the Bundestag? Good evening to you.
Hey, John. I mean, the short answer is always sort of, if the question is, does anyone appreciate a reformer? So, the backstory here is that Germany's economy has been in a form of malaise for a while, has barely grown at all since 2019. They never really recovered fully from the pandemic and got back on an economic growth trend. They weren't in great shape before the pandemic, because they'd been coasting for many years. They've been rocked by the energy price crisis that followed the Russian invasion of Ukraine in 2022. They have enormous problems with their energy market and energy prices because of their net zero climate policies. It's just been one problem after another for them. And these had created a lot of tensions in the administration before Friedrich Merz's, which collapsed and triggered the election that eventually brought Friedrich Merz into office. And so I think that there's this real sense that one of his most important tasks is to get the economy going again. And the good news, sort of, is that Friedrich Merz has a lot of ideas on how to do that. He has always been a representative of the more free market Thatcherite or Reaganite wing of the Christian Democratic Union, the CDU, which is the center-right party that he leads. The fact that he became the party leader after Angela Merkel was viewed as a sign that maybe the party was ready to contemplate some more supply-side economic reforms that would really shake Germany out of its low-growth torpor and get things moving again, revive investment. And he's now promising what they call the autumn of reforms to try to move that process along. So he's talking about reforms to the social welfare program to encourage more work and make the benefits a little less generous and save the government money. He's talking about reform to the German equivalent of social security for the elderly so that you can put that on a more stable footing. And then there's also a lot of discussion about reforms to bureaucratic red tape and simplifying, making it easier to do business in Germany, reforming some of the taxes that really hammer businesses, all to try to stimulate investment. And so I guess the good news story in Germany is that they have a chancellor who understands that this actually is what the German economy needs to shake it out of its slumbers. The bad news is that he's going to encounter a very difficult political task to actually push ahead with any of these reforms he's promising this autumn.
The migrants, the huge story across all of Europe, and including the British Isles, the migrants. Does he have a fresh answer to those who have right now made it very clear they're exhausted, they want them out?
Well, one of the things that's interesting in Germany, as in so many other places, is that the migration crisis that really started in earnest in 2015 and never quite stopped has fueled the rise of a lot of insurgent parties, particularly on the political right. And in Germany, this takes the form of the Alternative for Germany, or AfD party, which has really been gaining ground in recent elections. And so I think that what has been happening is that Friedrich Merz is concerned about losing voters to the AfD. He's not talking about the AfD an awful lot, but he is trying to come up with policies that will diffuse a lot of the voter frustration that might drive voters to support the AfD. So you've been getting promises of tighter migration policies, which they do seem to be starting to enforce a bit more, promising a crackdown on crime committed by migrants who are in the country, making it harder for migrants to stay and making the welfare system for them much less generous than it has been. So I think that is all. If anyone is going to end up defanging the AfD, that's how they're going to have to do it, because voters are reasonably concerned about a lot of these issues. And Merz is doing that. But I think that the other thing that he is understanding is that he does have to push ahead on the economic front too, that voters also want to feel like the economy will work for them again in a way that it hasn't really for the past decade, and that he needs to take action on both of these fronts at the same time.
Is he attracting foreign investment?
I think it's too soon to say. I mean, I think that there is a lot of foreign interest in the fact that he is pushing ahead with these reforms, and a lot of the things that he is talking about would be good for the German economy in ways that would encourage more foreign investment. So if they can stimulate more entrepreneurship in Germany by dealing with all of these red tape problems. I mean, a lot of the stereotypes about the Germans being rule followers and having a form and triplicate for every little thing, I mean, that's true if you're trying to run a business there. If he can deal with a bunch of these issues, Germany would become a much more enticing destination for foreign investment, because it would be a major economy in Europe that is growing and that has a pro-investment, pro-business government in place. But it is a bit of a road to get there. There are a lot of reforms he's going to need to push forward with before you can start attracting more of that foreign capital, and before you can start encouraging German investment capital, of which there is quite a lot, to stay inside Germany. Because one of the problems that they have is that these German companies are making enormous earnings from their exports, but then they are reinvesting all of that money outside of Germany. So there are huge opportunities here if Berlin can get the policies right.
You identify a strength for Mr. Merz, which is the infrastructure. What does that mean? How does it translate into a positive for him?
Well, I think that one of the things that is going on here is that among his very first acts, once he won a plurality in the election last February, was a deal that unlocked limitless amounts of money for defense, alongside 500 billion euros in infrastructure investment over the next 12 years. I think that would work out to somewhere in the neighborhood of 560 billion US dollars over 12 years. You have that possibility there, and Germany definitely needs that investment. If you've tried to use the internet in Germany, or if you've ridden on an autobahn, or if you've tried to hop on a German train, you'll understand that they do actually need public works investment. Some of that will end up being useful for economic growth. But I think that what Merz really has going for him is that he's not resting on those laurels. He understands that the economy is going to need a lot more than that public work spending, which is why he's talking about this autumn of reforms program.
The intergenerational contract must be rethought. Translate that, Joe. What does it mean?
I mean, a big part of the a big plank of this autumn of reforms is dealing with the pension system, where they've, you know, Angela Merkel, during her long stint in power, reduced the retirement age instead of increasing it, as most countries need to do. The financing model is not sustainable when you have a shrinking working age population because of demographic change and an aging population. So, I mean, again, that's one of those issues where he's talking about it in the right way. But here is where we need to inject the note of caution about this entire autumn of reforms project. Merz himself gets it. It's not clear yet that he can bring along the rest of his party, let alone the Social Democrats, who he is in this awkward left-right coalition with, and let alone the broader mass of German voters. So I think of all of the things that he's talking about, the welfare reform for the working age people is probably the most likely to happen, because that's something that he campaigned on. And it's relatively easy for you to make the political argument that working age people should work instead of getting government benefits. But this argument about the pension system, I mean, it is very important to Germany's long-term future. I don't think that the voters understood that that's what they were getting when they voted for Merz. And so I think it's harder to see how it's going to materialize.
Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal, measuring Friedrich Merz, the chancellor of all the Germans and the man who must lead in economic recovery and in matters of European defense. We turn now to the melodrama in London, where Joe lives, for the Wall Street Journal editorial page. The excitement, the sitcom of Mr. Starmer, the prime minister of a Labour Party that is constantly in revolt from Mr. Starmer. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.